When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, where we almost always are on Mondays after a Patriots overtime loss to the Titans. Tomorrow, Wiggy, is there any, as you head into the trade deadline, is there any other than Drake May? Anybody on this team that you wouldn't listen to an offer about? If
Christian Gonzalez is probably, he's the only other one that I wouldn't entertain offers for.
There are reports that people have been calling about him, correct?
Yes, and then also there's some interest, I guess, in Devon Godjow and in Kendrick Bourne.
And Kyle Duggar, right? I heard you guys.
Oh, and Duggar, Duggar.
Diana Rossini had a report of one over the weekend, so take it for what it's worth. I'm not saying she's wrong, but usually there's a report about interest about players by one person, and then quickly thereafter there's three other guys, mostly local, that co-sign it. I would be shocked if there is a big deal by the Patriots tomorrow. I think this is, I don't know, I feel like they're going to be standing pat. I also think that the nonsense that Burt Breer reported yesterday that they're getting calls on Tyquan Thornton. Like, God, Burt, make it a little less obvious you're doing the bidding of the organization. Like, I know your buddies with Elliot Wolf. There's nobody calling about Tyquan Thornton.
I would guess not, no.
But this is going to be an entire offseason where you do everything in your power to build the offense around Drake May. And where they are is a decent place to be. You no longer, I know Wiggy still wants a top pick, that's great, but you don't need it like other teams do, which is why you'll get a lot of value for it if you end up with the first pick overall.
Yeah, I think everybody on this roster is, you know, you can ship them out, send them where you want to go. I don't think they go after anybody because I guess it's like, unless it's somebody that I would be interested in, if it was somebody that they knew they could get, that they still had control of their contract for the next several years and could be helped part of building their future. I remember I brought up Max Crosby a while ago, like a guy like that that might want out of Vegas. And maybe you're willing to say, okay, here's somebody that we would get and we know he's going to be part of us helping build this future, especially, you know, defensively on the defensive side of the football. But offensively, unless you're the only guy I would really want right now that I'm thinking about and they're not going to give him up, and I would wait till after the season anyways, would be a guy like Ja'Marr Chase and see how many first-round draft picks I could throw at him if that's something Cincinnati would maybe entertain. Not that they would, but that's what I feel like you have to do in the offseason is go after a guy of that kind of caliber and that status. I know there's not many out there, but if you could find a couple.
Well, you're certainly looking at a great spot when it comes to the draft. So I think there are those that's what they're wishing for, and you're certainly helping yourself when you go out there and do what you did yesterday. So we will talk to Gerard Mayo about all of these things coming up during the 9 o'clock hour this morning from Gillette. Before that, though, we'll get to Boomer Esiason. He'll join us on This Week in the NFL. Coming up at 8, but right now, let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shine. I'm right there. I'm all around it. I think, is that from the film Flashdance?
Yes, it is,
yes.
Greg. Yes.
Song is song is called Maniac.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Is the artist, is the first name of the artist Freddie something?
No, this is a Tribe Called Quest.
No, the first name is Michael.
Michael
Bublé.
It's not Michael Bolton.
No, it is Michael Cimbello.
Cimbello.
Of course.
Right. It's a classic song and
deep
a classic
catalog for Cimbello.
Chime, did you watch Flashdance over the weekend or something? Like what made
No,
you, what
made I just think of Drake May, and all I could think of was Maniac okay. on okay. the floor.
Okay, all right. Well, good choice this morning, and time for our leads. Chime, you can get us started.
Yeah, look, Greg, it's pretty simple. I mean, Drake May is really good, and yeah, there's some mistakes. That very last interception, too, what I think a lot of people don't realize is everybody's like, oh, that was Bailey Zappi-esque throwing into double coverage. Actually, it wasn't double coverage. It was never supposed to be that that safety was never supposed to be there. However, if you watch the replay, Kendrick Bourne fell flat on his face running his route, which would have helped the safety down lower, and that pass might have actually been completed. But because Kendrick Bourne fell flat on his face, Amani Hooker could come off that route, work his way back up the field from out of Drake May's vision into Drake May's vision as soon as he threw the football. And so, look, he still put it 60 yards on a rope. To ask him to throw it, you know, 15 more yards downfield is a high ask of just about any quarterback in football. And without him yesterday, you have no offense. He accounted for all but 15 of your total yards yesterday.
Yeah, he had over 300 yards, basically, himself.
Yeah,
right?
He's one of only two quarterbacks, Greg, in the NFL this season to have thrown for 200 yards and run for at least 90 in a single game. The other guy, of course, being Lamar Jackson, who did it in the opening game and has only done it once. And so, like, Drake May is fantastic. Unfortunately, with Ben Brown all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks into his Patriot career, getting holding penalty after holding penalty, Jeffrey Simmons was eating his lunch yesterday. You were losing out on big plays. Drake had a couple 20-plus yard runs called back due to holding. That ad-lib play that he made where he dumped it off to Kendrick Bourne ended up being like a 15, 16-yard play. That comes back due to holding. The penalties on the offensive line were abysmal yesterday, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why you didn't score more points than you did.
If you had to say anything bad about Drake May, Shime, I know that's tough for you to get it out of your mouth, but what would it be?
No, yeah, I'm still there's still some decisions that I don't necessarily love. There was that one pass down the sideline where I think even Mark Schlereth was saying like he couldn't decide if it was going to be a back shoulder throw or kind of like a high fade, and he threw it.
Oh, that was the dropped
between.
Interception.
Yeah, down the sideline. I didn't love that pass. The strip sack I think was mostly Vidarian Lowe, but at the same time I think he needs to sense that pressure a little bit better. But those are things that he's just going to learn. Those are the things he's figuring out as a rookie quarterback.
All right, Chime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Optimistic Monday here for yours truly. I have looked at the AFC, and I will give you the teams I would rather be besides the New England Patriots.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills are the only team in the division I would rather be.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, both better positions, teams I would rather be than the New England Patriots.
Okay.
The Houston Texans, better position, because we know C.J. Stroud wins playoff games. We know D'Amico Ryans has been a little more successful. Mm-hmm. Casario's had a lot more success than the GM of the Patriots. And the Kansas City Chiefs. That would be five. I have the Patriots at six. Teams I want to be going forward. You are a top half, top third of the AFC from the position of where you are, what you have, what you need, and what it takes to get to the next level. I think the Patriots, I left that game yesterday, a million mistakes, hated Mayo not going for two, hated the explanation more. I don't know who Elliott Wolf is going forward. Their wide receivers suck, but they have the most important thing. I asked Ken this on Saturday. Would you trade Drake May today for three first-round picks?
No.
So there you go. You are good to go going forward, and I am hopeful that they don't ruin him, that they build around him, but optimistic this morning about the Patriots.
I'd agree with that. Mm. I like that. Mm.
Good spot. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a little bit under the weather, so apologies if I'm a little nasally. Yeah, did not have a good night's sleep last night. A little bit congested.
Ken has a COVID test.
I'll have him. He'll probably drive it down.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up what Greg already talked about a little bit this morning, teased it. Jason Kelce outside of the Ohio State-Penn State game over the weekend. finally didn't just talk the talk, but walked the walk when it came to a fan mouthing off. Mitch has the video of this that he can put up for those watching on Twitch right now. But to sum it up, a fan, while recording him, said, "Kelsey, how does it feel that your brother is a blank for dating Taylor Swift?" Kelsey walks over, takes the kid's cell phone, throws it on the ground, demolishes it, and then says, "Who's the F now?" I love this from Jason Kelsey. I think that a lot of people would have thought that I would be like, "Oh, this is a bad look, bad look." Yeah. No, people have gotten way too comfortable running their mouths, saying whatever they think that they can say to people, whether it's online or in person. And Jason Kelsey is a human. Just because he is a famous one doesn't mean you can go run your mouth. I am so happy that he walked up to that kid, that loser, took the phone, threw it down. Like, I don't see any issue with this. He didn't hit him. It's time that people start realizing what manners are and that you can't just say whatever the F you want to people. I love this from Jason Kelsey. Like, I don't have an issue at all. Curtis sent it over the weekend. I immediately responded, "Love this." Curtis said, "Me too."
Yeah. Technically, I sent it first, but go ahead.
We're not going to get into this whole thing, but
it's the truth. Let's keep facts.
You sent it first?
Yeah. If you just look at the text chain.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. I didn't see it from you.
It was just a couple stories up from TMZ.
My apologies.
Don't worry about it.
No, this is important, though, because
this is important.
You are sometimes ridiculed for sending the same story in our group.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chat that has been sent moments ago by somebody else.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
This is a little bit of redemption for you.
I've had my redemption a couple of times in the past.
Uh-huh. Oh, you are exactly right.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we got it all straight.
I'm sorry. No, I did not see that. Thank you, Wiggy, for sending that.
I just
love
the story that you sent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
But that's my least favorite word in the entire world. So the fact that some kid was using it that way, just hate him. I hate everything about that kid. Love everything about what Jason Kelsey did.
I'm surprised you have an issue with Jason Kelsey using that same word back at him. If you have an issue with the word.
Yeah, that is a good point. No. Because he said it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So now it's all about
I hate that word, but I don't. Jason Kelsey was basically like, "Oh, you're going to call me that?"
Yeah, that word didn't bother me.
Well, I hate that word.
And not that he did bother me at all. I'm surprised that you weren't on the side of, "Well, you can't assault anybody."
He didn't assault anybody.
Believe me. I'm with you on this one, but you know how people are. You can't touch people's property.
A year ago, maybe I would have thought that way, but today, people are too out of line. It's time that people realize that they may get hit for running their mouth.
Okay, welcome to my world. That's what I'm talking about.
People are getting out of control.
I would have had no problem, Jason Kelsey.
Know you'd have no problem with Jason Taylor, no matter what.
Completely cold cocking that dude for this stuff.
But he didn't do that. Just took the phone.
And when he pushed Kelsey too, when Kelsey was like going to grab something on the ground and he gave him a little shove.
Yeah.
All right, Courtney, great lead.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wiggy in full agreement. I think everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up on a Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium. Also a Mayo Monday. Gerard Mayo with us after 9 this morning.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.